the consequences of decay in acknowledgement of the kingship of Christ. Since the 13th century till our time, that is, till the reaction to a certain extent towards right order in Portugal, Austria, Italy, and Ireland, there has been steady decay. That failure to recognize the supernatural Messiah in the countries which once acknowledged his kingship has two results. Firstly, those nations as nations are apostates before God. All their citizens, however faithful to Christ individual citizens may be, are members of nations that have revolted against the divine plan. For example, if states which once recognized the indissolubility of Christian marriage as representing the indissoluble union of Christ and the Church, his mystical body, now admit divorce, these societies as such are in a state of disorder before God. They are not only not in right relation to God, they are turned away from Him by a deliberate rejection of the supernatural truth they once held. They must expect the inevitable consequence of their apostasy in an inability to seek the common good of their subjects in proper fashion. Secondly, the tendency of public life will inevitably be towards greater opposition to man's supernatural end. These societies are therefore called upon to undo that wrong by acknowledging their guilt and reaffirming their allegiances to Christ the King. Quote, "The security of the state demands that we should be brought back to Him from whom we ought never to have departed, to Him who is the way, the truth, and the life, not for individuals merely, but for human society through its whole extent. Christ our Lord must be reinstated as the ruler of human society. It belongs to Him as do all its members, all the elements of the Commonwealth, legal commands and prohibitions, popular institutions, schools, marriage, home life, the workshop, and the palace. All must be made to come to that fountain and imbibe that life that comes from Him." End of quote. All the citizens of these states, moreover, are receiving sufficient grace to stand for the full rights of Christ the King. Writes Pope Pius XI in the encyclical Quas Primas, "We certainly hope that the feast of the kingship of Christ, which in future will be yearly observed, may hasten the return of society to our loving Savior. It would be the duty of Catholics to do all they can to bring about this happy result. If the faithful would generally understand that it is their duty to fight bravely and continually under the banner of Christ their King, then fired with apostolic zeal, they would endeavor to win over to our Lord those who are estranged from Him or know Him not, and would valiantly defend His rights." End of quote. A good deal of Catholic inaction is due to ignorance of the duty of society as such to God, and of the apostasy of the nations of modern Europe. That ignorance is also in part responsible for our allowing practically all initiative to pass to the enemies of Christ.